Sunshine Coast Police say trick-or-treaters can expect to see them out and about tonight, keeping an eye out for any frightening behaviour. They're reminding those celebrating Halloween to be aware of surroundings, and they recommend all children be accompanied by an adult. Sergeant Carrie Coolican says people carrying weapons, costume or not, can be searched by officers.
Don't be surprised if police are stopping you, especially if you're carrying around weapons and things like that. So those sorts of things should be left at home. Dressing up in costumes is fun, but if you're bringing out weapons and causing fear in the community, that's certainly not tolerated.
A development application has been lodged with Sunshine Coast Council for a new hotel development at Caloundra. A material change of use for the site along the esplanade at Bullcock Beach must first be approved, and an existing home on the block will need to be demolished. The proposed five-hotel Caloundra would be 8 stories with a rooftop pool area, 2 levels of basement car parking, a cafe and 77 rooms, with luxury brand Marriott reportedly keen on running the hotel for at least the next 25 years. The Department of Transport and Main Roads says it will continue to monitor the newly upgraded intersection outside Coolum State School and make changes to the traffic light timing if needed. The intersection there recently underwent a $6 million upgrade, with the roundabout replaced with a signalised crossing. New traffic lights were turned on this week, but many residents say it's actually made the intersection even more congested. And long COVID inflammation damages the heart. That's the finding of University of Queensland researchers. They looked at the blood of 50 patients, finding inflammatory markers, which could explain why some experience persistent chest pain and heart palpitations.